Quick chizik number five, Erev Shvi Shel Pesach Tavshin Pei. We're about to cross the Yamsuf. Let me share with you a fundamental yesod about tefillah that we learn from Kriyas Yamsuf. The Medrash in Shemosh Rabba, Perek Chaf Aleph, Os Hei, tells us that as Klai Yisrael approached the Yamsuf, they were surrounded on all three sides. Ro Yisrael Shayu Mukafin Megimel Ruchos. On the one hand, Hayam Soger, there was a raging Yamsuf in front of them. Behind them, Hasone Rodef, the Mitzrim were chasing after them. And from both sides of the Midbar, there were Chayos, Ros, that they couldn't be protected from. What did Klai Yisrael do? They were surrounded. Talu Einehem Le'aviyem Shebashamayim V'tzaku LaKadosh Baruch Hu. They davened. They screamed. And they were tzoik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yitshenemar v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. Frak the Medrash. V'lama asalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring this tzara to Klai Yisrael? Why did he make it that all three sides were surrounded? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just simply allow them to go through the Yam Suf, let it be open and ready for them to cross? Why dafka were they surrounded? Why did this tzara come to them at this point, at this juncture? Answers the Medrash of Pleiadika line. Ella Shehaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Misave Letfilasar. A Kadosh Baruch Hu had a taiva kiviyachol for a Klai Yisrael's tefillah. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it's fascinating. Chazal couldn't find a single reason for why this tzara came to Klai Yisrael. It wasn't for an onesh, it wasn't for a kapara, it wasn't for some of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah that the Yam Suf was complaining about, that Klai Yisrael were also Oved. None of that. No reasons were conjured up. The only reason, says the Medrash, why this tzara came to Klai Yisrael was purely for taiva of tefillah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wanted to hear them one time, daven out to them. And as Rav Chaim Shlevitz explains, the Medrash goes weiter and says this is a mashal to a melech whose daughter was caught with listim, and she was screaming out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, please save me, please save me. And the melech says, of course, and he goes and he takes care of the listim and he saves his young daughter. And then many months go by and she doesn't call out to him anymore. And he's waiting and waiting for her to just speak to him, to speak to her, the Melech, to speak to her father. And finally, the Melech, he just couldn't take it anymore. He wanted that relationship so badly, so he sent Listim to pretend to harm her. And then the Bas Melech, she screamed out and said, Abba, Abba, Melech, Melech, please help me. So too, says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim and they were in the midst of the Shibud, they did call out, they did dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then after that, as they were leaving, their kol became nidum. They were quiet, they were silent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated this tzara, that they'd be surrounded on all three sides, so he can hear their sweet voice again. He can hear their tefillah. He can hear them being tolei einehem la'avinu shebashamayim. And I wanted to just focus on one point. Besides for the deep taiva that a Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol has for our tefillas, but notice the lashon taiva that the Medrash uses. It doesn't say a Kadosh Baruch Hu rotze, a Kadosh Baruch Hu would appreciate. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is to'ev kivyachol. He has a taiva for our tefillah. What's pshat taiva? So if you think about it, most individuals, you can classify what they want to pursue in life into two categories. There are needs, and there are wants. Classical needs, food, home, and shelter. And wants are the luxuries of life that we all want, we all desire. A big, big house, a few cars, vacations. These are luxuries, these are extra things that we all want and desire. What is taiva? Taiva is the point in which you take your wants and your desires and you make them and you reclassify them into needs. The second you take your wants and your desires and you now redefine them and you say that they are now your needs, that becomes the source of your new craving, of your ability to have a taiva for those things. And of course, a taiva can be used letov, and it can be used lera. But a taiva that's used letov, for example, a person wants to do a chesed, or he wants to do a nice thing for someone else. But the second he makes that want and that desire into a need of his, he makes it into a staple need, then that need automatically generates within himself a craving to do that desire. That's what taiva is. To make your wants and your desires and your luxuries, both letov, and hopefully only letov, into and redefine them into your needs. To make them part of the fabric of what you, your basic inherent functioning needs. That's what a taiva is. So I'll pee this, I think it's very mavur, a nice remez that the Chazal are using when they say, Mis'av l'tfilosim sil tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want and desire our tefillahs. It's not just an enhancement to our relationship. It's not just an extra credit that a person does when a person davens to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But rather a Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, he takes that idea of tefillah and he makes it not just a want and a desire, but he makes it part of the inherent need and the inherent fabric of the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's not just a postcard. It's not just a happy birthday. It's the inherent hello, how are you, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu desires so much. That's what it means, mis'avel et filoson. It's not just an external extra credit enhancement, but it's part and parcel of the etzem fabric of the relationship. In fact, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that this taiva for tefilasan shel tzadikim is so inherent and so fundamental. Just notice the observation for where Chazal also mentioned this very similar type of idea. Both in terms of the avos hakedoshim and in terms of the imahos. The Gemara in Yevamos HaSamach Dal Ma'alev quotes Rav Yitzchak who says, Mipnei ma hayu avoseinu akurim? Why were the Avos HaKadoshim barren? Why did they have to wait so long for a child? Mipnei shakadosh baruch hu mis'ave letfiloshim shel tzadikim. And in a similar vein, Rav Levi b'shem Rav Shila mikfar Tamarta says, and Rav Chelbo b'shem Yochanan, Mipnei ma nis'akru imahos? Why were the imahos barren? For the same reason. B'shvil shaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave l'shmo asichasan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear the Avos and the Imahos HaKadoshos and Kedoshim to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it's a fascinating observation. These two pivotal moments in time, in history, where the Avos HaKadoshim are now giving birth and setting the seeds for Klal Yisrael. And the second point in time, by Kriyas Yamsuf, where Klal Yisrael are becoming a Knesset Yisrael. They're emerging as a nation for the first time. These two points in history where Klal Yisrael is actually being developed and generated, that's where we find this Chazal. And says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it's because when you're building the Yesodos of Klal Yisrael, it has to come through tefillah. Because it's not just an extraneous, superfluous activity that we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of the inherent fabric of our relationship to Him. And that's one of our main avodas. And a very easy etzah that I've done for myself many times, and I'm sure many of you have done this also, is that kol zman, to the extent that you're able to dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam and talk to Him outside of the context of tefillah, it becomes more and more of a real communication that you have with the Eibishter. It's not just a chore anymore. It becomes a relationship. It becomes a histokakus to get close to Him. Rav David Feinstein told Rav Scholar from Chai Lifeline, who just told this to Rav Kirshenbaum a few weeks ago, about the matzav. Rav David Feinstein is a man of very, very few words. And he said, the avoda right now is to be mishtaikik, to have a yearning. He didn't say for what. And everyone can finish off the sentence the way they want. But in this context, at least, it's a yearning to be close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a bachur in this WhatsApp group who told me, and it made such a roshim on me, that he goes to shul every single morning now. During this matzav, since the beginning, he's been going to shul every morning, going to the door, noticing obviously that it's locked and closed, saying a short tefillah, and showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much he can't wait for the shuls to be open. What a beautiful display of how inherent tefillah is to the relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. May we be zocheh to achak kasher v'sameach.